It's time for Steel High Playoff Basketball on WMSS and WMSSFM.com. Today's game is brought to you in part by Fortney Printing, Siebert's Garage, the Steelton Italian Club, 230 Cafe, Dan and Don Fury Construction Incorporated, Pete's East End Cafe, Mid Penn Bank, TJ's Car Wash, and Jazzland. Now let's take it out to the game with Steve Leedy and Brian Kaiser.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Geigel Complex here at Reading High School. Steve Leedy and Brian Kaiser for round two of the BIAA AAA Boys Basketball Tournament, where Steel High gets the dubious task of taking on Archbishop Carroll of the Philadelphia Catholic League. We already had one game played on this floor. The unbeaten Pottsville Crimson Tide, unbeaten no more at the hands of the Susquehanna Township Indians. The District 3 runners-up prevailed 44-37, but Brian, I think we'll all agree Steel High has the tougher task here tonight.
No doubt. This is an Archbishop Carroll team who has some real cachet with the team that they have out there on the floor. They have a lot of guys out there who are getting some heavy looks at the college level. None more than their star, Derek Jones, ranked number 22 overall in the country by ESPN as far as a recruit at Kansas, Kentucky, UConn looking at him, ends up making the decision that he's going to play at UNLV, so he's got a full ride there. 6'7 senior. He's a dunking highlight machine. I would encourage people to go look at some of the highlights online, except they may scare you for what he can actually do. If you saw the NBA dunk competition this year, a lot of the dunks that Zach LaVine was doing, they're the same exact ones that Derek Jones was doing in those competitions. He's not a one-man team, though. They've got some other excellent players as well. They even lost a 6'10 center in December that would have made them even more difficult to handle. But this is a team that definitely makes Steel High the underdog coming into this game. I think that's a role that they relish. They like being the underdog, and the Rollers will see if they can thrive once again on that.
All right, we'll take time out. When we come back, Brian will talk to Rick Binder, the head coach of the Steel High Rollers. Again, it is Archbishop Carroll and Steel High back after this with more on the pregame show. You're listening to the Roller Basketball on WMSS.
Fortney Printing of Wrestler is a Christian mom-and-pop printing shop serving Central PA for over 29 years. Fortney Printing is a commercial full-service printer specializing in full color with quick turnaround. Fred, Ken, and the folks at Fortney Printing can be reached at 939-6422. That's 939-6422. Fortney Printing congratulates today's teams on a great season.
Siebert's Garage salutes the Steel High Rollers. Jim Siebert is an ASE certified master technician. At Jim Siebert's Garage, they do state inspections with emissions testing, oil changes, air conditioning, tune-ups, batteries, and tires. Jim Siebert's Garage also has small engine repair for your lawnmower, tractor, or snowblower. Siebert's is located just outside Steelton at 1649 South Cameron Street. It's Jim Siebert's Garage, open Monday through Friday. Their number is 234-1725.
Steelton Italian Club is a proud Steel High sponsor. The officers, trustees, and members of the Steelton Italian Club congratulate the Rollers on a great season. Established in 1926, the Steelton Italian Club is located at 325 River Alley in Steelton. Their phone number is 939-9123. Good luck, Rollers, from your friends at the Steelton Italian Club.
Alongside a Steel High head coach, Rick Binder. Coach, team just continues to play extremely well. Tamaqua, the last game, it seemed like you took it right to them from the get-go and just coasted on from there. That's a very good team and one that it seemed like your team really were able to handle.
Yeah, we got off to a good start. It was important to stay ahead of that team because I thought they were going to hold the ball, and we were able to do that, and we got an opening round win in distance.
I think a lot of people would look at the team and say, well, they're not very deep. How are you doing it right now with pretty much just six guys who are playing on the floor?
Well, we generally don't foul a lot. We sub when we have some foul trouble. We bring Ja'Kai Bowman off the bench, and Ty Little is capable of playing. But I've never been really a substitute, I'll be honest with you. That could be a weakness of my coaching or whatever. But, we'll play how the game goes. So we try to stay out of trouble. We play our matchup zone, and that's what we do.
Obviously, it's a team that very highly regarded in Archbishop Carroll. They have a very highly considered recruit. But this is a team that also poses, maybe for the first time in a while, some quality size that likes to play inside. Talk about that and how your zone can try to combat that.
Well, they're the number two ranked team in the state, and I think they're 67th in the country, so they're a very, very good team. I guess going into this tournament, Goretti and those guys are the favorites, okay? But, you know, you still play the game, okay? We were underdogs against West York, underdogs against Susquehanna, underdogs against Bishop McDevitt. And if we can play four quarters like we did in those games, especially we kept the turnovers down. We only had 8 against Susquehanna and only 8 against Bishop McDevitt. If we can keep the turnovers down and make our shots when we get good shots, then we feel we can play with them. But, they're a very, very good team.
Is tempo going to be important today? Is this a game where I know a lot of times your team likes to try to push, get up and down the floor? Is it one of those times where if it's there, fine, otherwise try to slow it down?
Exactly. We're still going to run off our defense, and if we get layups, fine. But if we don't, we want to come out, make sure we move the ball around and get good shots so we're not always on defense. Okay, we worked on that. Teams have tried to play us that way, and so we've been in a lot of low-scoring games. So, but we did work on that and talked about that, what we want to try to do, and we're going to bring Jaron Dreher outside a little more to get that guy out of the middle. He can play outside or inside. He's effective inside, but we're going to bring him outside to keep it spread so maybe we can get some good drives and some penetrates and then hope our three-point shots hit. I told our kid, what's more points, 7 dunks or 6 threes, you know? And we got some good math majors on our team, and they figured out, they said 7 threes. So we got hope for hitting our shots, play good defense, and not get overwhelmed if this guy highlights just a few dunks. A dunk counts 2 points. You know, I'm not worried about that.
Last thing for you, Coach, is about just the overall balance of this team. And going back and looking at the stats of this run so far in the playoffs, it's been a different guy every day who seems to be the featured guy. Last game, Malachi Young had a tremendous game, and he didn't even feature pretty well in the last two games before that. What is it about the mindset of a Steel High player that allows them to be able to, on any night, be the guy?
Whoever is hot, they're going to take away certain things. Kwanzi is a good driver. We have some three-point shooters. The game against Susquehanna, against McDevitt, they really closed out on our threes, and then Grayer was able to work inside. So whatever the defense gives us, we're going to try to take. The key is to play four quarters, consistent, take care of the ball, give them one shot, okay, and play Steel High basketball for four quarters.
Good luck tonight, Coach.
Thank you.
That was Steel High head basketball coach Rick Binder. Back with more after this here on the pregame show. This is Roller Basketball here on WMSS.
The 230 Cafe and High Spire congratulates Steel High and Middletown on a great season. The 230 Cafe is under the ownership of Shelby and Nate Wrights. Their menu features numerous items for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with daily homemade specials and desserts. The 230 Cafe is open weekdays from 6 a.m. until 7:30 p.m., Saturdays from 6 a.m. until 2 p.m., and Sundays from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Located at the corner of Ann and 2nd Streets in High Spire, their number is 939-9223. That's the 230 Cafe.
Welcome back to Reading High School, the Geigel Complex. Steve Lee, Brian Kaiser here on the pregame show. These two teams about set to get introduced here on the Geigel Complex floor.
Now let's take a look at the starting lineups for these two teams. Archbishop Carroll, they are the third seed out of District 12, 20-6 under 12th year head coach Paul Romanchik. Their starters, Josh Sharkey, he's a 5'10 junior averaging 12.3 points per game. Ryan Daly, a 6'4 junior at 11 points per game. Samir Taylor, a 6'foot senior at almost 4 points per game. Dave Viatti, a 6'3 sophomore at 12 points per game. And Derek Jones, he's the guy everyone knows about, 18.5 points per game. He's averaging 22.5 points per game, though, in the playoffs. He is a 6'7 senior. And now we're going to take a look at the Steel High Steamrollers, 23-5, the champions of District 3 under Rick Binder in his third stint on the bench for Steel High. Jerron Grayer, a 6'1 junior at 8 points per game, is the star of the district championship game with a career high 26 against McDevitt. Jaquan Fleming, a 6'1 senior at 20 points per game. It's Jaquan Jenkins, a 6'1 junior at 16 points per game. Kayvon Jackson, a 6'1 senior at 10 points per game. And Malachi Young, the freshman, 5'10 freshman, 4 points per contest.
Now it looks like we're not going to have a national anthem. They played one before the first game. Pretty big crowd on hand here, and PIAA with a smart move putting the extra half hour in between these games here at the Geigel Complex tonight, because Pottsville had a very large crowd here. They were able to exit out in plenty of time, and looks like Steel High has brought a pretty good following here tonight.
They will have the home court advantage also. Rick Binder has ties to Reading from the past, so he still has a pretty good following from here as well. You've got a lot of people who just wanted to come out and witness a great basketball game.
Jones and Fleming to tip it up, and both of them miss it, but Jones gets it on the way down. And Archbishop Carroll has the basketball first. It'll be Sharkey. Comes over to Beatty in the corner. Back out to Daly. Daly comes back over to Beatty. He'll try the three on the way. Bullseye.
There you go. Right away. Great ball movement. It doesn't have to touch Jones on the inside, but they have to pay so much attention to him that it opens up those outside shots.
Jackson in the front court for Steel High. Goes left wing into the corner is Greer. He'll dribble. Jones with the pressure. Greer gets by him, goes to the bucket. Shot is blocked. I think Jones might have got it from behind. And here come the Patriots the other way. Pass into the corner. Beatty was looking for Jones, but he was already cutting to the basket. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Steel High ball.
Well, the Rollers have to really stay within range here early on. You don't want to get blown out of the gym early. You have to stay within range. And to do that, you have to be patient. You have to look at good shots. The shot by Greer was a good one. He just didn't recognize that he had somebody coming from the backside to erase it.
Jackson passes it over to Young, but it's stolen away by Sharkey. Sharkey will go to the bucket, throws it up, no good, but he will be fouled. Malachi Young going to pick up the personal for the Rollers.
This Archbishop Carroll team, not a great foul shooting team. That's the one thing that you can say about this team, where they just are not consistent from the foul line. So if this was a deeper team for Steel High, you could use a few fouls, but unfortunately, with the fact that they usually only go with about six guys at tee time, at least that's been how it's been in the last three games for sure, where they've only had six guys get into the game. They really have a lot of fouls to get.
Sharkey, first one good, second one is good as well. 5-0. Archbishop Carroll here, Steel High with the basketball. Jenkins cross midcourt behind the back dribble. He lost it. It's going to be picked up by Beatty down court to Sharkey to the bucket, up and good. Josh Sharkey with 4 points, and Steel High has to take a quick timeout. We'll step out as well. 6:54. Left to play in the first quarter. It is Archbishop Carroll 7, Steel High nothing back after this. This is Roll of Basketball on WMSS.
There is a Honda Accord license plate ERS H1 H5 marked. Honda Accord license plate number ERS.
We'll keep it right here with 6:54 left to play in the first quarter, 7-0, Archbishop Carroll with the lead here against Steel High following the timeout. Steel High will have the basketball. It's going to be Young in the backcourt. Crosses midcourt with a pass to Fleming. Now it's tipped, stolen away. Here's Taylor bringing it down to Daly. Taylor to the bucket with the first layup, no good. Jones tried to follow up, dunk, no good, but he gets his own rebound, puts it up and in. First points of the game for Jones, and it's 9-0, Archbishop Carroll.
Not a great start. I think that's an understatement for Steel High. You cannot turn the basketball over. They've only gotten one shot off so far, and that was blocked.
Jackson going to the bucket. He is going to draw a foul on Beatty. So Steel High will inbound underneath the Archbishop Carroll basket.
I think this is, I hate to say it, this is a huge trip right now for Steel High. You need a bucket here. You need to settle the nerves.
Into Fleming, and his shot is swatted out by Jones.
We'll go with two blocks now for Jones. He gets up. He gets up quick. So if you're going to take it inside, you've got to make sure you've got an angle on him.
Fleming tries a pass. It's going to be tipped by Daly out of bounds. Ohio inbound. Very active Archbishop Carroll defensively.
And they haven't seen a defense really in the last so many weeks that's this active. And Samakwa, McDevitt, even Susquehanna Township did not really get after them in this way.
Jenkins works it to the top of the key. Now comes back over to Young in the left corner. Top of the key is Jackson. Jackson works it to the elbow. Now stops. Bounce pass. Rare down along the baseline. Comes back out. Jenkins. And Archbishop Carroll is pressuring them wherever they go. Jenkins tries to throw one up. Going to the bucket. And he's going to draw a foul.
Boy, it was ugly. But it was effective for what they needed it to do. And that is draw a personal foul on Jones. With the injury back in December to Ernest Affleck Bowie, this Archbishop Carroll team really, they have size, but they don't have quality size to back up Jones. Affleck Bowie, 6'10", Temple recruit, a guy I talked to in the hall for a little bit here and saw him. Rehab's going well. He'll be fine next year.
Jenkins gets around Sharkey, goes to the bucket, fouled from behind by Sharkey, so it's going to be two shots at the line for Fleming.
And very important for Steel High to continue to attack. That's the way you can try to neutralize this team. If they're going to be aggressive defensively, you have to take advantage of that by attacking them with the dribble.
Her shot is good, and the Rollers are on the board, 9-1.
Fleming is the guy whose scoring has been down over the last few games. Actually, his two lowest scoring games of the season were against McDevitt, where he had 8 points and 7 points in the game against Tamaqua in the last two contests.
Second one is short. Rebound by Jones. He'll give it up to Sharkey. Cross midcourt. 5.5 minutes play in the first quarter. 9-1, Archbishop Carroll leading Steel High. Daly, left corner. Jones. Now here comes Taylor down the lane, no good, and Jones with the rebound slam. It is 11-1.
And the rim stayed down, so they're going to have somebody push it back up. Usually you just have Jones come back over and do it. But Scott Jenkins said, you know what, I can get up that high, and he does. Shoves it right back in place. The problem is, in the zone defense, the one thing that Steel High hasn't had to worry about lately, you have to box out weak side. They did not do that on the play.
Pass into the front court, tipped by Sharkey out of bounds. Ty Bowman going to check in. Young will check out here. And it's 11-1, Archbishop Carroll, 5:17 left to play in the first.
Not anything that Young's done. It's right now more that Bowman is a more offensive-minded player and gives him a little bit more size.
Jackson, deep three on the way. Back of the iron is no good. Rebound, Daly. Daly gives it up to Sharkey. Sharkey floats it. Jones will flush it along the baseline. That's two dunks for Jones, and it's 13-1, Archbishop Carroll. Bowman into the front court. Right wing into the corner. Fleming tries the three. That's an air ball. Too long. Rebound, Beatty, and he'll be fouled by Jackson.
Not a good start. Not a good start at all.
No.
Steel High. And we knew coming in they were going to be the heavy underdogs in this game because finally David had found a Goliath that has a little bit more ammunition. And this team has just come right at Steel High and attacked some of the weaknesses that they have on the defensive end of the floor.
Daly cross-court pass. Taylor on the right side drives baseline. Comes back out to Beatty. Around to Daly. Tries the three. In and out. Rebound underneath by Taylor, and he gets mug.
Grayer on the back side, rips the arm down, makes sure that the shot is made, but it's going to be a couple more from the line for the Patriots.
Samir Taylor at the line, he'll have two shots here, has not scored here yet in the first quarter. First shot on the way, good.
And if you take a look at a few of these guys from Archbishop Carroll, Samir Taylor, he's a guy who transferred into the school 2 years ago from Episcopal Academy. You've got Ryan Daly, who's a guy who transferred in from State College, who's the son of Penn State associate coach Brian Daly. So you've got some players who have come into a good situation.
Second shot, no good, but it goes out of bounds, and it's going to be last touch by Fleming. So Archbishop Carroll gets the basketball right back. Daly to inbound it, does so, gets it back into Sharkey in the front court, back to Daly on the left side. Back to Sharkey at the top, over to Beatty, he'll try the three, that's short, rebound by Daly, falling to the floor, gets it back to Sharkey, down the lane, puts it up, and will be fouled.
That'll be two on Grayer. And it's the inability for Steele High to rebound against a taller team where the rebounders are coming from all sorts of different spots. So you've got Jones at 6'7 on the weak side glass most of the time. Then you've got two tall guys in Daly at 6'4 and Beatty at 6'3 coming from either wing shooting in, and Steele High is not turning and boxing out. This is where the zone is a difficult defense because you're adjusting the zone to try to get in people's faces, but then when it's time to box out, they're not finding anybody.
First shot good for Sharkey. Second shot no good. Daly with the rebound, though, and that putback attempt is no good, but the rebound off the second attempt is out of bounds off of Steele High. So, again, inbounds pass goes to Daly, tries the three, no good. Rebound tipped around. Greer had his hands on it, but cannot control, and Beatty comes away with it. Sharkey, Daly, cutting. Off the backboard, up and good.
Every starter scored now for Archbishop Carroll, and they're up 16 already, just a little over 4 minutes into the game.
17-1, Jackson into the paint, dishes it off. Fleming puts it up and in. First field goal of the game for Steele High, 17-3.
Got to settle down at this point. They're going to pick up pressure because, hey, nothing else has worked so far.
Down to Daly in the right corner. Archbishop Carroll with the basketball. It's Sharkey. Left side, bounce pass, Jones drives baseline, will put it up, no good, rebound, Bowman able to tip it to Jackson. Jackson across midcourt, will slice right into the lane, goes to the bucket, and he will be called for the charge.
And it was erased anyways by Jones on the back side of the play, who just measured that one up. Kayvon Jackson, he's picked up two now.
Don Rigsby into the game. First substitute into the game for Archbishop Carroll. Sharkey will hit Rigsby, cutting to the bucket, and he tried to alley-oop one to Jones, who was coming, but Greer just almost, you can say, blocked the pass out of bounds.
Yeah, because that was going to get flushed, and it was going to get flushed with authority, and Greer doing a good job reading that from the backside.
And now pass gets to Daly on the right wing, right corner. Sharkey, he'll drive baseline. Gets around Greer, and they're going to get Greer with a foul.
It was. He hand-checked him on the inside. He got his hands down, and that'll be three fouls on Greer. He's going to have to sit down. Malachi Young into the game for Steele High. And that's the rebounding bulk that you normally have out there for Steele High. He's on the bench.
Now pass gets to Rigsby. They get around to Jones in the lane. Forces it up. No good. And a foul on Steele High. And that's 17 fouls against Steele High in the first 5 minutes.
Well, I don't know that there's a nice way to say this at this point. Steele High just has found a team here in the first 5 minutes of play that they cannot keep off the glass.
I think it's a difference, you know, when you look at the Tamaqua game, you were playing against a Division I athlete and a baseball player. Here you're playing against a Division I athlete who is a basketball player with a big supporting cast.
You're playing with a guy who is one of the top 25 guys in the nation as far as the recruiters are concerned. He was visited by a couple of the top major D1 coaches at the school. Yeah, this is a big step up from where they've been.
Makes both free throws. Steele High down 16. Here is Young driving to the bucket, tries the floater, no good. Kayvon Jackson gets the rebound, puts it back up. That's no good. He cannot control his own rebound, though, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be Archbishop Carroll basketball.
And when you fall behind big, you start pressing. And some of the easier shots that you would normally be looking at, all of a sudden they're not as easy anymore.
Rigsby tries the alley-oop, but again, the pass is blocked and out of bounds. And Jones was coming from the backside and was going to throw that one down.
Yep. It's coming because they just don't have any size to stop it.
Inbound pass to Daly, who was left all alone right underneath the bucket. An easy deuce for Carroll. It is 21-3. Rollers with the basketball. Jackson is going to be called for stepping on the sideline.
And if he wasn't called for stepping on the sideline, he could have been called for traveling because he definitely shuffled the feet on his way. We're going to have another substitution. Jackson's coming out right now. Is that Tyrese Little?
That is Tyrese Little.
Tyrese Little's in the game, ladies and gentlemen. Steel High has been forced to with all the fouls here in the first quarter. They've been forced to go with another player off the bench.
Damone Jones into the game for Archbishop Carroll. Down in the corner, Daly tries the three. It is good. 24-3, Archbishop Carroll. Rollers with the basketball. Here's Jenkins trying to drive, and he's going to be fouled out front.
It's going to be Sharkey picking up his second. Steve, there's just times when you don't match up with a team, and I think this is that time where you're looking at Steel High, and they just, man for man, their strengths do not match up with the weaknesses of this Archbishop Carroll team, and when we find one of those weaknesses, we'll let you know.
Bowman drives down the lane, up and good. And take by Ja'Kai Bowman, 24-5.
You can't stop doing what you do, though. You have to keep taking the ball strong to the basket. That's Steel High's game because that helps open up the outside shots in the three-point range.
Jones, Fiatti, Daly back to Damone Jones. And now pass is hit by Jenkins, but can't save it from going out of bounds. Carroll to inbound from the near sideline, near midcourt. Yaddy gets it into Damone Jones. Jones puts it in to Rigsby. Now back out. Daly tries the three. In and out. Rebound. Derek Jones gets it. We'll put it back up and in. Derek Jones with 10 points. 26-5. The lead is 21 for the Patriots.
He's 6'7", and nobody on the floor for Steel High underneath the basket is more than 6 foot. He just out-jumps everybody there.
Bowman, Fleming, out to Bowman. Pass is tipped into the... Oh, no, I was going to say it's not tipped, and it's going to be an over and back against the Rollers.
The thing that's impressive here for Archbishop Carroll is their defensive intensity out of the man-to-man. This is a team that's picking up man-to-man in the half court, and they are so actively defending the passing zones right now. They're sticking their arms in lanes, and it's forcing Steel High to make difficult passes that normally, you know, you're throwing a pass about 30 feet out from the basket, there shouldn't be a problem.
And I'm going to get Malachi Young here with a hand check foul out front as Archbishop Carroll was threatening to hold the ball for the last minute of the quarter.
And this is the other thing that you know Steel High coming into any game, they've been able to avoid. This is a team that does not foul very often. That's a ticky-tack foul out top after you've already caught blown seven whistles in the first quarter. I can't agree with that call whatsoever. It's so far out from the basket, and there was really virtually no contact if there was any.
And the result is Damone Jones at the line. First shot is good. 27-5. I don't even think we thought it could be this much of a deficit after one quarter. In and out is the second shot. Rebound by the Rollers. 27 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Jenkins just holding it. Steel High will play for one shot here. Jenkins approaches the wing, now backs off. 13 seconds to play. Jenkins will bring Young to center circle. 6 seconds. Back over to Jenkins. He'll launch the three. That's off the back of the rim. No good. Young with the rebound. Putback attempt. No good. Jones will grab the rebound at the buzzer. So we'll take timeout. We have played one quarter of basketball. It is Archbishop Carroll 27. Steel High 5. Back in the second quarter after this. This is Roller Basketball on WMSS.
Don Fury Construction Incorporated is happy to bring you this playoff game. Don Fury Construction Incorporated can handle all of your building needs, whether it's a new home, addition, or remodeling. They even provide free estimates. Dan and Don Fury and their family congratulate the Rollers and Crusaders on a great season. That's Don Fury Construction Incorporated at 564-4393. PA 7571.
Pete's East End Pub on 2443 South Front Street in Steelton is a proud Steel High sponsor. Completely remodeled and under new management, Pete's East End Pub is family-friendly with 16 TVs and a menu featuring favorites like burgers, bowlies, pizza, mussels and clams, fish and chips, and crab cakes. Their number is 982-6142. That's Pete's East End Pub on Front Street in Steelton. Pete's East End Pub congratulates the Rollers on a great season.
Welcome back to the Geico Complex. Team leader Brian Kaiser here after one quarter of play, 27-5. Archbishop Carroll leading the Steel High Rollers. Rollers with the basketball to start this second quarter. Bounce pass, Greer at the foul line. Big pass, Jones tips it away from him. Greer has to run it down over into the right corner. Comes back out to Jackson at center circle. Jackson will take the three. Back of the iron, that's no good. Greer in position for the rebound, but can't hold on to it. And Daly runs it down in the corner for Archbishop Carroll. He gives it to Beatty. Cross midcourt. Daly down to Taylor. Back to Daly, top of the key. Daly down the corner to Taylor. Taylor will drive in from the left corner. Daly wheel into the elbow. Swing it around to Beatty. Getting back out to Taylor, and we're going to have a foul on Derrick Jones. He pushed Greer to the floor.
Great job by Greer, just with three fouls, continuing to front, not allow Jones to get anywhere. And Jones basically at that point, with a little bit of frustration trying to get some room, picks up his second foul. They have the luxury now of sitting him for the rest of the first half if they want to, since they're up by 22. I think unless Steel High makes a little inroad into this, I think they're going to do that.
Now Bowman is going to be fouled driving in from the left side. It's going to be Rigsby picking up the foul. 16th foul against the Patriots.
And give Coach Binder a little credit right now for rolling the dice. Has to throw it all out there with Breyer out there with three fouls.
Fleming drives. Can't tell if he was trying to pass it or if it got tipped, but it's stolen away. The Addy down in the corner, Daly, and he's going to travel with it, trying to drive baseline.
This Steel High team, remember that this is a squad that's played it here at the Geico Complex earlier this year, back in December against Reading. They had five threes on that day, but they only scored 55 points. It's not their favorite place to shoot the basketball, and so far early on, they have not found the range from outside the arc.
Thinking to Greer going to the bucket, finger roll up and good around the defender. First points of the night for Greer, it is 27-7.
They need his inside scoring. That's why he's got to be in the game right now, and he takes a very strong move to the basket.
Taylor comes back across to Beatty. He'll drive, place down the lane, gets hit on the way down. They're going to get Jackson here.
That'll be his third if it is.
Devon Jackson will get his third. And now it's going to be Beatty at the line.
Jakai Jenkins.
No good.
And Jakai Jenkins is out there trying to talk to this officiating crew. This is the wrong crew for Steel High because this is a crew who has decided to use their whistles. And it's something that Steel High, with their lack of depth, cannot afford.
Second shot, good. 28-7. Archbishop Carroll. Rollers with the basketball. Greer down to Fleming in the corner. They try to drive. Now comes back out to Jenkins on the right wing. Off the screen from Greer. Head to the top. Now back to the wing. To Greer underneath the bucket. Tries to finger roll. No good. Rebound. Put back up by Jenkins. And it is good in the foul.
Boy, he hung in the air like crazy on that one. And he just put a high arcing shot as far as he could. That's a scorer's instinct. When you know you're going to draw contact, do whatever you can just to get that ball somewhere up to the pin, see if it can go in, and that time the friendly roll gets him to the line with a chance for the three-point play.
Ty Jenkins. Three-point play attempt is good. 28-10. The lead is 18 for Archbishop Carroll. Yaddy cross midcourt. Comes over to Taylor. Bounce pass to Daly in the right corner. Daly one dribble. Comes back out. Now he's fired across to Beatty, almost lost it, and he'll try to throw one through Fleming, but it's kickball. Archbishop Carroll to inbound from the left sideline as they will bring Sharkey back in.
Sharkey with two fouls. This is an interesting move to bring him back in the game at this point. Rigsby, it's not like he really needs a big breather at this point. They're going to trust Sharkey to get out there and not pick up another one.
Sharkey to Diatti, drives baseline, and Greer knocks it away. It'll be Archbishop Carroll under with the basketball underneath the Steel High basket.
Steel High has got to be alert on the inbounds. They have not been very alert lately.
Now pass gets to Daly, tries the three. That's no good. Sharkey with the rebound. He'll pull it back out. Kicks it over to Daly. He'll try the two-point jumper. Bank off the glass and good for Ryan Daly. He's got nine. It is 30-10, Archbishop Carroll.
And he uses the glass very well. It's the second time in this game where he's had one of those short type of a jumpers and uses the glass to his effectiveness.
Young fakes the drive, comes back out to Bowman. He'll circle around to the left side. Now back to the right. Jenkins open for a deep three. He'll take it back of the iron. It's no good. Rebound tipped around. Still being fought for. Fleming finally comes away with the basketball. He'll put it up. That's no good. Sharkey finally clears the glass for the Patriots.
But you can't settle for a 23-footer. You just can't if you're Steel High.
Taylor gets it back to Sharkey. Down the lane. Puts it up and in.
And you've got one team that's taking the ball strong to the basket, getting easier baskets. You've got Steel High who's settling on jumpers from way outside.
Bowman will try a three from the left corner. No good. Rebound Fleming on the backside. He fights it, puts it up and in, and gets the contact.
Yeah, that's the more of the Daquan Fleming that we've seen most of the season. The last couple games, he's really struggled. His teams have really paid more attention to him, tried to shut him down to make somebody else beat them. Fleming with a great slicing move to the basket and able to draw the personal foul.
Diatti gets the foul, his second. And it will be Fleming. Chance for the three-point play here. With 4:39 left to play in the first half. Steel High down a bunch. It is 32-13 after Fleming converts on the free throw. The bounce pass gets to Daly. He's double-teamed. Now finally across the timeline with a pass up court to Rigsby. And Jenkins is going to pick up a hand check foul.
And already double bonus. So it's going to be two shots at the line for Bishop Carroll. Now this Patriots team, they may be the third seed out of District 12.
Yeah, don't let that fool you.
No, I don't think it fools anybody anymore because basically it's a firing squad that's out there no matter which District 12 team it is. Even the fourth seed, Augen Reed, really gave McDevitt all they could handle, and it turned into a foul-shooting affair in that first-round matchup. Otherwise, who knows what would have happened in that contest.
First shot, no good. Second shot is good by Rigsby. 33-13, the Archbishop Carroll lead is back to 20. Fleming from the right wing spins in, and he is going to be called for a travel. Trying to set up his spin move against McPherson.
Steel High with Jones on the bench with those two fouls, have not really been able to cut into this lead at all.
Down court pass to Rigsby. Back to Daly, left wing. Dribbles inside the arc. Now comes back out to Rigsby. High pass. Sharkey jumps up to get it. Goes to the foul line. Now out to Daly in the corner. Shot no good. Rebound by Steel High. Jenkins across midcourt. Jenkins goes over to Fleming, right wing. He'll drive down the lane. Double clutch, no good. Rebound gets his own. Puts it back up, and he will be clubbed to the floor. And the foul should go against McPherson, I believe. Taylor is going to get the foul.
Spread them out evenly. That's basically what's going on. You got both teams picking up foul after foul here in the first half. And for a team that right now has been rolling about 10, 11 guys in the game like Archbishop Carroll has, not as big of a concern. Steel High, with the deficit already and the fact that they don't normally go so deep, that's definitely a problem.
First shot of the line for Fleming is good. We'll get one more.
Coming into this game, 965 career points for Daquan Fleming. He's up to 972 right now.
Second shot is also good. 33-15. Archbishop Carroll by 18. Here's Rigsby And he will try to pass it off, and it goes out of bounds, looking for McPherson. And a timeout taken by Archbishop Carroll. Will step out as well. 3:36 left to play in the first half. Archbishop Carroll 33, Steel High 15. Back after this is the Roller Basketball on WMSS.
MidPen Bank wishes the Steel High Rollers good luck in the playoffs. MidPen Bank invites you to feel the community bank difference. A part of Central Pennsylvania since 1868, MidPen Bank continues to uphold its commitment of banking to our neighbors. We have a locally based team, provide personal service, and support our local communities. MidPen Bank's Steelton branch is located at 51 South Front Street in Steelton. MidPen Bank is also online at midpenbank.com. Member FDIC, equal.
Number one station for high school sports coverage in Central PA is WMSS Middletown, Super 91.
Jenkins loses the basketball. It is stolen away, and Sharkey drives to the bucket at the other end. Up and good. 35-15, Archbishop Carroll. Now here goes Young to the basket, puts it up and in at the other end for Steel High. 35-17.
Very good take that time from Young, and then he dives for a steal and misses the backcourt.
Sharkey passes it to Rigsby, and it's led too far and out of bounds. Steel High will get possession back.
A little bit of a run here for Steel High, where even though Archbishop Carroll's getting some buckets during this run, you can see that they're starting to assert themselves a little more. If a couple threes fall in for them, maybe they can get this a little bit closer by halftime.
Bowman to Fleming in the right corner. Fleming will try the drive, and I guess they're going to say he stepped on the end or on the sideline.
He was very close to begin with, and the second he tried to make his move to the inside, his back foot slipped towards the sideline, and the official was right there watching it.
Sharkey in the backcourt almost got it dribbled or got it stolen away, but now he throws a pass and didn't see Fleming coming from behind. Fleming with the steal. Now his pass, almost the same way as deflected by Daly. Here comes Rigsby the other way. Rigsby. Daly, baseline jumper, good. Off the glass for Daly. He's in double digits with 11. It is 37-17, back to a 20-point Patriot lead. Jenkins tries a three. That's no good. Rebound is by Derek Jones, who is now back in the game for Archbishop Carroll. Sharkey, Rigsby underneath, and he is going to get it tied up on the shot, and it's going to be Patriot basketball on the alternating possession. Timeout by Steel High will step out as well. 2:15 left to play in the first half. It is Archbishop Carroll 37, Steel High 17. Back after this, this is Roller Basketball on WMSS.
TJ's Automatic Car Wash is scratchless because it's touchless. TJ's has two automatic car wash bays, and for you do-it-yourselfers, TJ's has three self-service bays with countdown timers. For professional car care products and cleaning advice, it's TJ's Car Wash, 510 North Progress Avenue, just south of Susquehanna Township High School. TJ's Car Wash is a proud supporter of Central Pennsylvania athletics and academics.
On the play in the first half here from the Geico Complex in Reading, 37-17. Archbishop Carroll in control here over the District 3 champion Steel High Rollers.
But Steel High was starting to make a little bit of a move. Problem is the threes. You know, the guys who you would normally expect to knock down a one or two here and there, and they still haven't made a three in this game. And it's been a very cold shooting first half for Steel High.
Taylor in the corner, gets it to Jones along the baseline. He works it and gets stripped away by Greer, who comes up with a steal. Greer will pull up from 15. That's no good. Rebound by Derek Jones. He'll give it up to Damone Jones across midcourt.
Yeah, Greer has to pull up for that because he's got the foul trouble already with three.
Derek Jones spreads it through to Taylor, who will try the reverse layup, and the putback attempt on the slam is no good. The rim was stuck down for a moment. Now Bowman gets the rebound, and it's going to be tied up by him and Taylor, and the two kind of got together a little bit. The official has to step in.
You know, the frustration set in for Steel High at this point, already down 20. Not a place that they're accustomed to being. Not accustomed to not having shots fall. They're getting out-rebounded on one end of the floor, and then all of a sudden you finally get your hands on a rebound. Somebody sneaks in and ties you up from the backside. Yeah, it's a frustrating thing. Grayer's going to sit down. I think this is a good move from Coach Binder. He's got three fouls, stole as many minutes as he could here in this second quarter from Greer with that foul trouble. So he brings Little back in.
Jenkins to Fleming. He'll try the three. That, again, is no good. Rebound grabbed by Arthur Carroll. It's McPherson. He'll give it to Daly. Daly going down the lane, just throws it up. That's no good. Rigsby gets the rebound on the backside.
As tight as the officials have been calling this game to begin this one, they put the whistles away over the last 3 minutes or so because we've seen both ways. A lot more contact being allowed. That's very inconsistent.
Taylor gets the dribble interfered with by Jenkins and out of bounds. As they will take another substitution as Sharkey comes back in.
I hate to say it, I've seen this crew before, and I've seen them work together before. This is not my favorite crew. This is a group where I've seen them blow the whistles a lot and then stop, and it's just ebb and flow of the game normally is how they call the game.
Now the pass goes to Daly, drives, places into the paint off the glass, and good.
Not about to say that they're the reason that the game's 39-17 right now.
No. Young driving to the bucket, high off the glass, affected by Derrick Jones. Rigsby the rebound.
Didn't get the block, but there was no way that Young was going to put that ball where he wanted to. He was looking to put that one up nice and high off the glass. No chance of doing that. Here comes Jones, had to completely change the angle of the shot in mid-flight.
Sharkey just across mid-court. Now Steel High will come out. Young will apply some pressure. 30 seconds to play in the half. Archbishop Carroll by 22. As Sharkey's still working on Young. Now breaks the 5 second count again, still with the dribble. Near center circle. 18 seconds to play in the half. Sharkey gets around Young, now drives to the bucket, tries it, no good. Rebound Jones, he'll put it back up and in and get fouled. 41-17. Biggest lead of the game at 24, which matches the number on Derrick Jones' jersey.
And Fleming picks up the personal foul, and just watching the low block play, it was Fleming trying to match up inside in the man-to-man against Jones. A lot of people might wonder, why do they use a 3-2 zone? Because man-for-man, they just do not match up very well with teams when it comes to height. So trying to body up somebody inside height-wise just doesn't work for them. And right there you saw it with at least a 7-inch disadvantage.
And Steel High brings it up the court. Young passed it off to Jenkins, who immediately fired it right back at Young, and he wasn't expecting it. It goes over his head and out of bounds. Archbishop Carroll will have it with 8 seconds left in the half.
He even ducked. That's how surprised he was. The ball came right back, and he ducked.
Daly gets it into Sharkey in the backcourt. 6 seconds, cross midcourt. Sharkey drives right down the lane, puts it up no good. Rebound, putback is good by Daly at the buzzer. He tried to dunk it, but it
wrapped around
the rim, but it went in anyway.
You are no Derrick Jones, sir. But it doesn't matter. Steel High is down by 27 at half.
So we'll take timeout. Our score at the half, it is Archbishop Carroll 44, Steel High 17. Back with the halftime show after this. Roller basketball on WMSS.
Jazzland, a friendly place to eat, unwind, meet your friends, kick back, have a good time, and they've got one heck of a jukebox. Jazzland has pork chops, collard greens, chicken wings, baked macaroni and cheese, potato salad, and sausage. Jazzland is open 7 days a week, 11 a.m. until closing. Located at 1922 Walnut Street, Harrisburg, their number is 255-9774. Jazzland, proud supporters of the Harrisburg Cougars and the Steel High Rollers.
Fortney Printing of Bressler is a Christian mom-and-pop printing shop serving Central PA for over 29 years. Fortney Printing is a commercial full-service printer specializing in full color with quick turnaround. Fred, Ken, and the folks at Fortney Printing can be reached at 939-6422. That's 939-6422. Fortney Printing congratulates today's teams on a great season.
Jim Siebert's Garage salutes the Steel High Rollers. Jim Siebert is an ASE certified master technician. At Jim Siebert's Garage, they do state inspections with emissions testing, oil changes, air conditioning, tune-ups, batteries, and tires. Jim Siebert's Garage also has small engine repair for your lawnmower, tractor, or snowblower. Siebert's is located just outside Steelton at 1649 South Cameron Street. It's Jim Siebert's Garage. Open Monday through Friday. Their number is 234-1725.
Steelton Italian Club is a proud Steel High sponsor. The officers, trustees, and members of the Steelton Italian Club congratulate the Rollers on a great season. Established in 1926, the Steelton Italian Club is located at 325 River Alley in Steelton. Their phone number is 939-9123. Good luck, Rollers, from your friends at the Steelton Italian Club.
The 230 Cafe and High Spire congratulates Steel High and Middletown on a great season. The 230 Cafe is under the ownership of Shelby and Nate Wrights. Their menu features numerous items for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with daily homemade specials and desserts. The 230 Cafe is open weekdays from 6 a.m. until 7:30 p.m., Saturdays from 6 a.m. until 2 p.m., and Sundays from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Located at the corner of Ann and 2nd Streets in High Spire, their number is 939-9223. That's the 230 Cafe.
Don Fury Construction Incorporated is happy to bring you this playoff game. Don Fury Construction Incorporated can handle all of your building needs, whether it's a new home, addition, or remodeling. They even provide free estimates. Dan and Don Fury and their family congratulate the Rollers and Crusaders on a great season. That's Don Fury Construction Incorporated at 564-4393. PA 7571.
Welcome back to the Geigel Complex. Here we are at halftime with Archbishop Carroll leading Steel High 44-17. Brian Cosman has the halftime statistics.
Yeah, I'm hoping you're not asking me to analyze the first half.
There's really not much to analyze.
The analysis is simple. Steel High needed to come out and play a perfect game, and from the very beginning, did not value the basketball, turned the ball over on the first so many possessions, 0-for from three-point range in the first half, and can't buy a defensive rebound against a much taller team. That's pretty much how you go behind by 44-17. Leading scorer for Archbishop Carroll, Ryan Daly with 15. You got Derek Jones with 13, 9 for Josh Sharkey, 4 for Dave Viatti, and 1 point each for Damone Jones, Samir Taylor, and John Rigsby. For Steel High, Jaquan Fleming, 8 points in the first half. It was 3 for Ja'Kai Jenkins, 2 for Jerron Greyer, 2 for Malachi Young, 2 for Ja'Kai Bowman. Foul trouble in the game. Jerron Greyer with 3. Kayvon Jackson with 3 for Steel High. And for Archbishop Carroll, Sharkey Beatty and Derek Jones all have 2, but that's not really any major foul trouble, especially when you have a comfortable league like they do.
All right, we will step out. When we come back, we'll have some scores from around the area. We'll try to keep you up to date on the District 3 teams that are in the PIAA state basketball playoffs. Again, we are at halftime here. Our score, Archbishop Carroll 44, Steel High 17. Back
Pete's
at
East End Polo, 2443 South Front Street in Steelton is a... Pete's East End Pub on 2443 South Front Street in Steelton is a proud Steel High sponsor. Completely remodeled and under new management, Pete's East End Pub is family friendly with 16 TVs and a menu featuring favorites like burgers, bowlies, pizza, mussels and clams, fish and chips, and crab cakes. Their number is 982-6142. That's Pete's East End Pub on Front Street in Steelton. Pete's East End Pub congratulates the Rollers on a great season.
MidPen Bank wishes the Steel High Rollers good luck in the playoffs. MidPen Bank invites you to feel the community bank difference. A part of Central Pennsylvania since 1868, MidPen Bank continues to uphold its commitment of banking to our neighbors. We have a locally based team, provide personal service, and support our local communities. MidPen Bank's Steelton branch is located at 51 South Front Street in Steelton. MidPen Bank is also online at midpenbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
TJ's Automatic Car Wash is scratchless because it's touchless. TJ's has 2 automatic car wash bays, and for you do-it-yourselfers, TJ's has 3 self-service bays with countdown timers. For professional car care products and cleaning advice, it's TJ's Car Wash, 510 North Progress Avenue, just south of Susquehanna Township High School. TJ's Car Wash is a proud supporter of Central Pennsylvania athletics and academics.
Jazzland, a friendly place to eat, unwind, meet your friends, kick back, have a good time, and they've got one heck of a jukebox. Jazzland has pork chops, collard greens, chicken wings, baked macaroni and cheese, potato salad, and sausage. Jazzland is open 7 days a week, 11 a.m. until closing. Located at 1922 Walnut Street, Harrisburg, their number is 255-9774. Jazzland, proud supporters of the Harrisburg Cougars and the Steel High Rollers.
Fortney Printing of Bressler is a Christian mom-and-pop printing shop serving Central PA for over 29 years. Fortney Printing is a commercial full-service printer specializing in full color with quick turnaround. Fred, Ken, and the folks at Fortney Printing can be reached at 939-6422. That's 939-6422. Fortney Printing congratulates today's teams on a great season.
Jim Siebert's Garage salutes the Steel High Rollers. Jim Siebert is an ASE certified master technician. At Jim Siebert's Garage, they do state inspections with emissions testing, oil changes, air conditioning, tune-ups, batteries, and tires. Jim Siebert's Garage also has small engine repair for your lawnmower, tractor, or snowblower. Siebert's is located just outside Steelton at 1649 South Cameron Street. It's Jim Siebert's Garage, open Monday through Friday. Their number is 234-1725.
Welcome back to Geico Complex of Reading. We're at halftime here, 44-17. Archbishop Carroll leads Steel High.
Let's quickly take a look at the scores from around the state, specifically the District 3s. We'll throw the entire scoreboard at you after the game. But AAA boys, Newman Gretti, the top seed from District 12, knocks out Manheim Central, 72-44. Bishop McDevitt, 4 minutes left to go in the fourth, is up 20 on Allentown Central Catholic, 62-42. They'll be the next opponent for Gretti. Susquehanna Township has advanced, a 44-37 win over previously undefeated Pottsville. They'll next most likely play against Imhotep Charter, who's ahead of Scranton Prep right now. In single-A boys, Millersburg, congratulations to them. 67-64 overtime victory tonight against Delaware County Christian. They'll next play Math, Civics, and Sciences. Halifax loses tonight, 68-59 to St. John Newman. Girls' side of things, it was Palmyra, 57, Mount St. Joseph, 38. They'll next play Cardinal O'Hara, who eliminated Central Dauphin East tonight, 53-48. Looks like it could be an all-Mechanicsburg quarterfinal matchup, as Cumberland Valley, a 39-13 lead on Cedar Crest with 4 minutes left to go in the third. Mechanicsburg right now up on Abington, 22-16, with 2 minutes left to go in the third. And it's AA girls. It is Camp Hill and York Catholic. The two remaining teams from District 3 are done for the season. Camp Hill loses 70-45 to Dunmore. York Catholic drops a tight one to St. Basil's, 46-42.
I will take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll have the start of the second half of play. Get our score at halftime. It is Archbishop Carroll, 44, Steel High, 17. Back after this, Roller Basketball on WMSS.
The Steelton Italian Club is a proud Steel High sponsor. The officers, trustees, and members of the Steelton Italian Club congratulate the Rollers on a great season. Established in 1926, the Steelton Italian Club is located at 325 River Alley in Steelton. Their phone number is 939-9123. Good luck, Rollers, from your friends at the Steelton Italian Club.
The 230 Cafe and High Spire congratulates Steel High and Middletown on a great season. The 230 Cafe is under the ownership of Shelby and Nate Wrights. Their menu features numerous items for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with daily homemade specials and desserts. The 230 Cafe is open weekdays from 6 a.m. until 7:30 p.m., Saturdays from 6 a.m. until 2 p.m., and Sundays from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Located at the corner of Ann and 2nd Streets in High Spire, their number is 939-9223. That's the 230 Cafe.
Welcome back to the Geico Complex. Archbishop Carroll starts second half with the basketball, and spinning to the bucket is Beatty up with it. It's good, and he is fouled.
Daquan Fleming will pick up his second personal foul. And pretty much Archbishop Carroll picks up right where they left off in the first half, getting the ball inside. Steel High scrapping for the basketball, but never could come up with the rebound, and the ball eventually finds the hands of Beatty, who scores.
Cannot convert the free throw, though. High with the rebound. Now pass down to Fleming in the corner. Back out to Jackson.
Jackson gives it to Greer. Out to Bowman. Open for three. Back of the iron, no good. Rebound, Jackson. He'll have an uncontested layup. Up and good.
And his first bucket of the game. Steel High, though, now 0 for 8 from outside the arc.
Daly cutting to the bucket too far underneath. Has to throw it back out into the front court to Biatti. Biatti to Sharkey on the right. Comes back over to Biatti. Down in the corner to Taylor. Daly. Jumper from the wing, 10-footer is good. Ryan Daly, I've been impressed by his game here.
Yeah, no, he's a coach's son. I mean, that's basically a guy who's very fundamentally sound. He's had a very strong game.
Bowman with a take from the right baseline, gets the reverse layup up and under and in. 48-21 is the score in favor of the Patriots. Sharkey to Daly, foul line. He'll take the jumper. That's too short. Rebound by Jenkins. Here come the Rollers. Jenkins running down the left side to the bucket. No good. Rebound. Tip and grab by Taylor. Taylor for Archbishop Carroll. Cross midcourt with a pass to Sharkey. Threads it to Jones, and there is the flush, but we are going to get a foul against Fleming. I think it's before the shot. No, they are going to give him the shot.
They're giving the shot on that. While he was in the air. And actually, that may have just annoyed Jones enough that he didn't throw down a bigger sort of a slam. But Fleming now joins Greer and Jackson with three personal fouls for Steel High.
Try the line for Jones. No good. Rebound by Steel High. 29-point lead for Archbishop Carroll. There's Jackson, floater from 12. Up and good down the left side of the lane.
They're very aware of Jones inside, though. Definitely affecting shots, affecting what Steel High would probably do on a normal situation without such a great shot blocker inside.
Sharkey, Daly, Taylor, back out to Sharkey, top of the key. He'll take the three on the way, back of the iron, no good. Rebound by Greer, and he is going to fight for it. And the official is going to have to step in again. Foul going to be called against Archbishop Carroll.
Yeah, it should be against Daly because he stuck in the inside and got a piece of the arm trying to reach for it. That's part of the reason that Greer is frustrated, because on one side he gets fouled, the other side he also felt he got fouled from Taylor. It's hard going in there when you're giving up such a size disadvantage, and Steel High continues to fight valiantly on the inside.
Young to Fleming on the left wing, back over to Young in the left corner. He'll dribble a couple times, now picked up by Daly. Hands it off to Greer, gets around Derek Jones to the bucket, puts it up, no good. Rebound is by Daly.
Did everything well that time, but finished. Just ran out of steam going to the basket.
Alley-oop, and Jones unable to get the dunk down, but he's able to at least lay it in, 52-23.
The problem with the 3-2 zone, though, is if the guys who are down on the low block don't get back quickly, you have those baselines, and it's just like a 1-3-1 where the guy on the low block can't get both sides.
Greer, baseline jumper, too strong. Rebound, Sharkey on the backside. He'll bring it out, and he'll get fouled. That's going to be against Jenkins, his second.
Well, they felt there was going to be a leak out there. Jenkins wanted to slow things down, make sure they couldn't get anything going. They're already down by 29, though, so it's only helping so much.
Sharkey, Daly, over to Biatti. Now bounce pass back to Daly in the left corner. Looking to get it into Jones. They do so. Jones will put it up and get fouled. He'll go to the line and shoot two. It's going to be the fourth one. Greer.
Oh, yeah. he earned every bit of that one. I believe that one was solid contact right around the middle of the arm to make sure Jones wasn't scoring that one.
So Derek Jones at the line, first shot is good. 4-for-5 at the stripe tonight. Now Archbishop Carroll with their biggest lead of the evening at 30.
I mean, no matter what happens with the rest of this game for Steel High, what a season this team has had.
Absolutely.
And they've run into a team tonight that is playing well, playing inspired basketball after not winning their district title, and now running into a team that they just match up with very well.
Jenkins right wing, goes left side to Jackson. Jackson working the dribble, trying to get around Biatti, runs into Jones. He has to alter course, now fires it out to Young, but it's tipped, stolen away by Taylor. Taylor, and now the alley-oop attempt, and Young has going to get the foul on Daly as they were looking for Derrick Jones to set up the alley. Sooner or later, it's going to happen. It's going to happen.
Well, I'm not going to guarantee right now that it's going to, because every time Steel High sees it coming, they're whacking somebody. Now, they may not have any starters left on the floor at the end of the game, and it might happen, but with this group that's out there on the floor right now, I don't think they want this to happen.
Now, pass tip stolen away. Here comes Little the other way for the Rollers. He'll put it up to short rebound Fleming. He'll put it up and in.
Fleming in double digits, the first Roller to get there. But his 10 is 40% of the Rollers' 25, which is nowhere near the 54 of Archbishop Carroll.
Midway through the third quarter, Sharkey cross midcourt. Right past the Daly, foul line, jumper, rolls around, no good, rebound, Jones gets his hands on it, now he'll fight, puts it up and in. Showing the strength there is Derrick Jones, gets the foul and the shot.
It's going to be Little, picking up personal. But you've got a guy here at 6'7", and he's every bit of 6'7". Okay. And he's playing the way that a 6'7 player needs to play against a team that doesn't have size. He's inside. He's working and keeping the ball up high over his head. You'll notice when he gets the ball on the inside, he doesn't bring the ball down. That ball is staying up above his head, so nobody from Steel High can really do much about it.
Jenkins will drive. No good. Rebound. Taylor fires it down to Daly, but Jenkins steps in front of it, gets the steal. Quickly, of course, Fleming going to the bucket, and he is going to be bumped off by Derrick Jones.
Oh, that's
just looking for the swap.
That's a great move, though, too, by Fleming, because he knew Jones was behind him. He knew Jones wanted a block, and what he does is he immediately just looks for him and leans towards him, realizing he's probably going to get the call, and he does. Does get the bucket, though.
Now pass goes to Fleming, drives to the bucket, puts it up, no good, but he will draw a foul. Yaddy, I believe, is going to get it here. No, I'm going to give it to Jones.
I thought it was Jones because Viatti had good coverage on one side of things, and this is going to be Derrick Jones who's going to have to come out of the game with a fourth. No reason at this point to risk him picking up a fifth. And it's not like right now they're worried about Steel High making a big run, but if they would start to get it going with him on the bench, they can have him as an option to bring him in.
First shot at the line for Fleming is good. He'll have one more. It's a 30-point ball game, 56 to 26.
Only 10 straight three-pointers in a row behind.
10-possession game. Second shot from Fleming is good. 56-27. Up court, it comes to Taylor, looking for Daly. Wing jumper, no good. Rebound by Little on the backside. Here comes the Roller. Jenkins, behind the back dribble, lost it, but able to recover before Daly picked up the loose ball.
There's been a little bit too much of that tonight. Looseness of the ball by the guards. Trying to be shifty with it against the man-to-man is not always the best move.
Fleming cuts down the lane, puts it up, no good. Rebound on the floor. Finally, Sharkey controls it for the Patriots. He'll bring it up the court. Sharkey poked away momentarily by Fleming, but Sharkey regains control, comes back over to the left side, passes it off to Biatti, and a timeout. We'll step out as well. 2:48 left to play in the third quarter. It is Archbishop Carroll, 56, Steel High, 27. Back with more after this. This is Roller Basketball on WMSS.
Don Fury Construction Incorporated is happy to bring you this playoff game. Don Fury Construction Incorporated can handle all of your building needs, whether it's a new home, addition, or remodeling. They even provide free estimates. Dan and Don Fury and their family congratulate the Rollers and Crusaders on a great season. That's Don Fury Construction Incorporated at 564-4393. PA 7571.
Pete's East End Pub, 12443 South Front Street in Steelton, is a proud Steel High sponsor. Completely remodeled and under new management, Pete's East End Pub is family-friendly, with 16 TVs and a menu featuring favorites like burgers, bowlies, pizza, mussels and clams, fish and chips, and crab cakes. Their number is 982-6142. That's Pete's East End Pub on Front Street in Steelton. Pete's East End Pub congratulates the Rollers on a great season.
The number one station for high school sports coverage in Central PA is
WMSS Middletown.
Super 91.
Welcome back to the Geigel Complex. Archbishop Carroll out of the timeout of the basketball. Driving in is Beatty, and he's going to be fouled by Rare, and he's going to pick up his fifth foul.
That's going to be number five. Rare, a junior. He'll be back next season, try to anchor this team. He'll be replaced by Brandon Reed Porter, who will see action for the first time in quite a long time for Reed Porter. But Jerron Grayer, with his performance specifically in the championship game in the district against Bishop McDevitt, he has pretty much etched himself a place in Steel High basketball lore. And when they talk about different players, different performances, one of the ones that will come to mind is Jerron Grayer's 26 points against McDevitt to lead the way, including the game winner in that contest. So great postseason for him. And he'll be back next year to try to anchor the roller team.
Yeah, he makes one of two. Steel High the rebound. They trail by 30 here. With Little coming back to Jenkins on the right wing. Frees himself up, tries the three. That's no good. Rebound grabbed by Fleming. He'll put it on the floor. Gets it, no good. Rebound Reed Porter. He'll put that back up and in.
Making an impact right away. Brandon Reed Porter immediately comes in the game and gets the stick back.
Rigsby, let's pass over to Taylor, back to Rigsby, and now they'll pull it back out. Sharkey in the front court on the left side. Little dribble. Goes to Taylor, back to Sharkey. Sharkey to the top of the key, double team. Down to Rigsby. Now Taylor cutting from the baseline, no good. Rebound, Daly. Back out to Rigsby. Out to Beatty, tries the three, it's good.
And when you have a team that has to collapse inside, that's going to open up wide open looks for three.
Got a foul called away from the ball here. That's going to be Sharkey picking up the personal, his third. 31-point lead for Archbishop Carroll.
Yeah, they're in good shape right now. Next, we'll be taking on Newcastle, who is a winner tonight over Indiana. That is a District 7 champion going down to another team from District 7, I believe the fifth-place team. If I'm not mistaken.
I believe that is correct. Fleming tries the shot, no good. Rebound is by Archbishop Carroll. Bring it down. Sharkey drives to the bucket. He'll be fouled.
By the way, barring a miraculous comeback from Steel High, good luck to Newcastle, because I don't think they've seen anything like this team.
I don't think so.
Little will pick up his second foul as the push for Steel High to try to get every single player on their roster who sees time fouled out. They've picked up plenty of fouls in this game.
Sharkey shot at the line, no good. But Archbishop Carroll gets the rebound. That'll be Taylor back near midcourt. He'll pass it over to Sharkey on the left side. Sharkey approaches the left wing. Now he'll slice inside, but the finger roll up and good.
And much less of a round of applause than we heard earlier because a lot of the seats have cleared out already. I think all the Pottsville and Susquehanna Township fans have gone home already.
Fleming tries the shot from the baseline. That's no good. Rebound, Daly. We'll bring it down 3-on-2. Daly stops in the lane, kicks it back out. Taylor, now Sharkey, top of the key. He'll slice down, throws it over to Beatty, and he cannot control the pass out of bounds. Simone Jones comes back in.
I think we're going to hear some names that we may not have heard as much from this year for Steel High in the fourth quarter. They ran into a buzzsaw tonight, and they knew coming in that they were going to have to play the perfect game. It didn't happen. It has not happened so far, and right now the Rollers are staring at a big-time deficit.
Young, top of the key, hands it off to Jenkins. Jenkins going. He'll try the three from the top of the key. It is good, and that's the first made three-pointer in the game.
That's all you need to know. I mean, and they needed to come out and probably play and hit shots the way they did against Susquehanna Township in the district semis when they hit 12 for 22. And that's their first made three out of about, I think, at least 10 shots from outside the arc.
Carroll with the basketball up by 30 here, 10 seconds left in the third quarter. Simone Jones down to Taylor in the corner. He'll hit Diatti underneath, puts it up and in. A couple seconds left in the quarter, and that will do it for three. We'll take timeout. Our score after three quarters is Archbishop Carroll 64, Steel High 32. Back with the fourth quarter after this. This is Roller Basketball on WMFS.
MidPen Bank wishes the Steel High Rollers good luck in the playoffs. MidPen Bank invites you to feel the community bank difference. A part of Central Pennsylvania since 1868, MidPen Bank continues to uphold its commitment of banking to our neighbors. We have a locally based team, provide personal service, and support our local communities. MidPen Bank's Steelton branch is located at 51 South Front Street in Steelton. MidPen Bank is also online at midpenbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
TJ's Automatic Car Wash is scratchless because it's touchless. TJ's has two automatic car wash bays, and for you do-it-yourselfers, TJ's has three self-service bays with countdown timers. For professional car care products and cleaning advice, it's TJ's Car Wash, 510 North Progress Avenue, just south of Susquehanna Township High School. TJ's Car Wash is a proud supporter of Central Pennsylvania athletics and academics.
Welcome back to the Goggle Complex here at Reading, and all I can say is the scoreboard is filled with a lot of numbers that are the powers of two. 64-32, Archbishop Carroll, 8 fouls for Steel High, 4 fouls for Archbishop Carroll, and 8 minutes left on the clock. By the perfect power of two.
By the way, Steel High is behind big, and they hit another three.
Devon Jackson with a three to start this fourth quarter. 64-35.
I don't know that Steel High, even despite their math prowess that Coach Binder was talking about before the game, I don't think they're going to appreciate the number game that you just played.
No, probably not.
Then we have a three-second violation.
Yeah, 3-second violation on Daly.
Archbishop Carroll's falling asleep. Most of the crowd is trying to make sure they don't fall asleep because this place is cleared out in a big way to start. It was almost a mass exodus, one like you very rarely see in a basketball game after a quarter.
There's a three-pointer by Jenkins from the right wing. It is good. It's 64-38.
It's a nine-possession game.
That's Mr. Carroll with the basketball. Sharkey, top of the key, comes over to Damone Jones. He'll step up to the wing. Yaddy in the corner. Bounce pass to Daly. Looking back for Jones. Damone Jones back out to Sharkey. They throw it down through all the traffic. Hit a bunch of hands, but had to be run down by Damone Jones before going out of bounds. Over to Beatty. Bounce past Rigsby. And along the baseline, he's going to get fouled by Fleming, who's going to pick up his fourth.
The three's coming too little too late here, Steve. You know,
yeah.
We knew coming in that the Rollers had the ability to shoot lights out from the field. They did not do that to start this game, unfortunately.
And Archbishop Carroll knew that.
Sure.
They pressured him out.
Sure, they pressured him out top. They made sure. And Steel High then took some four shots where they were taking shots from 23, 24 feet, which is not uncommon for them, but still, it's not high percentage.
There's Jenkins making a move down the lane, up and good. Kai Jenkins, 64-40.
Rollers trying to make the greatest comeback in the history of the PIAA playoffs.
In the history of all time, they could come back and win this game. But there's a pass down low to Daly, and Daly with two more for Archbishop Carroll, 66-40. Jenkins, deep three, front of the iron, gets a bad bounce, and Rigsby able to get the rebound, but it's stolen away by Young. He'll try the three from the top of the key. It's good.
They're not giving up, and that's one thing you can say about this group. And Coach Romantic wants a timeout because his team has lost their focus.
Timeout on the floor. We'll take one as well. 5:59 is the play in the fourth quarter. It is Archbishop Carroll, 66, Steel High, 43. Thank you. This is Roller Basketball on WMFS.
Jazzland, a friendly place to eat, unwind, meet your friends, kick back, have a good time, and they've got one heck of a jukebox. Jazzland has pork chops, collard greens, chicken wings, baked macaroni and cheese, potato salad, and sausage. Jazzland is open 7 days a week, 11 a.m. until closing. Located at 1922 Walnut Street, Harrisburg, their number is 255-9774. Jazzland, proud supporters of the Harrisburg Cougars and the Steel High Rollers.
Welcome back to the Geigel Complex. Steve Leedy, Brian Kaiser. Here is Carson Carroll with a 23-point lead, and there is almost a steal. Bowman saves it going out of bounds, but Derek Jones is back into the game, able to recollect it for Archbishop Carroll. And Ella lobs the pass into Beatty, who gets the defender in the air, puts it up and in, and gets the foul.
And gets Kayvon Jackson to commit his fourth personal foul. You know, and there was a sequence that sort of tells you all you need to know about this game. The Rollers did a whole bunch of good stuff. They almost stole the inbound pass. They had a chance. They had their hands on the ball as the ball was going towards the end line. They did everything right except they couldn't get the final grab on the ball, and then Beatty scores inside.
Fleming to the bucket, no good. Rebound is by the Rollers. It ends up in Young's hands, but he gets it stolen from behind by Sharkey. Sharkey is going to be plowed into by Young at the midcourt stripe, so it'll be two free throws for Archbishop Carroll.
All right. Let's have a foul update for Steel High. Grayer's already out. He's picked up five. Fleming, Jackson, and Young now all with four. Jenkins with two. I think they can do it. I think they can pull this off and force me to have to write down a name that hasn't been in the game for, I think, maybe at least 3 or 4 weeks.
First shot good. Second shot no good for Sharkey. 69-43. 5:20 left to play. As it'll be Jenkins into the paint. Tries the 12-foot jumper. It is good.
He's up to 14 now. Delay of game called against Steel High. Fleming, with those points, is now up to 979 career points. Unfortunately, in just two seasons, played his sophomore year and senior year at Steel High. Unfortunately, it is probably not going to be enough to get him to 1,000 for his career.
Sharkey out front, and we're going to have a foul called.
We're going to get Jenkins. There you go. There's three on Jenkins. When talking to Coach Rick Binder, one of the things he told me before the game about the Steel High team, he's 100% correct. That's why they've been able, with just six players that they normally have in the rotation, it's why they've been able to make the run that they did through districts. His team doesn't normally foul very much. Well, tonight, they have been called for many fouls. The starters alone now have been called for 20 fouls.
Sharkey makes one of two. Missed the first, made the second one, 70-45. The lead is 25 for the Patriots. Top of the key, Jenkins tries for three. That's no good. Rebound is run down by Daly. And he'll hold in the backcourt. Looking to get it to Sharkey. Finally does. Sharkey up court. And we're going to get a foul on Young. And that's going to be his fifth.
And he did. He bumped into, initiated the contact in the back on Sharkey. Sharkey went by. He's not happy about it. But he will be roller number two to go take the seat on the bench. Coach Binder, by the way, for fans who are wondering, he is at probably about a .1 Binder tonight. Because when you get blown out of the box 27-5, there's no reason to get really agitated about things. He's been as calm as you can be, because when his team doesn't come out the way that they needed to in this game, the handwriting was on the wall early. We turn our attention to Archbishop Carroll, and they're showing the one reason that I think that there is the Achilles heel for this team against somebody who can keep up with them. Unfortunately for most teams, that may be Newman Grady. Their foul shooting is not good.
Bowman tries a shot, no good. Rebound by Daly. Here come the Patriots, and there's the lob, and there's the one-handed finish by Derek Jones.
Yeah, they needed to have that one in against the depleted roller team. So they give the people what they, the fans, what they were waiting for. Loses something when you have most of the Steel High team on the bench.
Fleming
No good. Rebound Little tries to force it back up, and he'll get fouled.
Sharkey will pick up his fourth. You take a look at who's coming back for Steele High out of the main contributors. You've got Grayer coming back. You've got Jenkins coming back. You also have Malachi Young coming back. I'm going to be interested to see how he develops in the offseason. They say a lot of times the freshman to sophomore year is that big year of development where a lot of these players and where you take a big leap forward. And I think Malachi Young really has shown a lot this season to get Steele High fans excited. And then those other two positions up for grabs right now. We'll see who comes in and who's around next year. So maybe some of those answers are already on the team. Maybe some are going to come up in the eighth grade. Still no.
Tyrese Little at the line missed both shots. Archbishop Carroll the rebound. Under 4 minutes to play now. And Sharkey going to drive inside and get fouled going to the bucket.
It's going to be Little picking up his third.
Sharkey back to the line for Archbishop Carroll.
And the guys who are graduating, Quan Fleming, what a tremendous season he had, averaging 20 points per game. Kayvon Jackson, that three-point sniper, he's going to end up with about 59 three-pointers if he doesn't make another one. He's still out there with a chance to do so. But a sniper who makes about 12 points a game. Ja'Kai Bowman's had one of those seasons where it's been a roller coaster of emotions for him. Great early on. Had to go through some adversity about mid-season. Was basically sent to the bench for a little while. And came off the bench as that power six man who comes to the game. But he has assimilated that role quite well. And now has really helped this team out.
So shot's good for Sharkey. At the other end, Fleming's going to hit a three. 75-48 the score. That's Bishop Carroll with the basketball. It's going to be Sharkey across midcourt, and we've got a foul called away from the ball.
Let's get Steele High. Who is that?
Juan Benton.
There you go.
It's going to be Jesse McPherson at the line. First shot, no good. Has yet to score a point. As McPherson.
Well, he only averages one a game. And there it is.
There it is. 76-48. 3:20 left to play. Here comes Little. On the wing, dumps it off, looks for Benton, but it's behind him. And here comes Daly, 3-on-2. Daly bounce pass to Damone Jones, fadeaway jumper. That's no good. Rebound grab by the Rollers. Up court, Jackson going to the bucket, and he cannot put it down, but Fleming gets the rebound in the corner.
Was he trying for a slam there?
Not sure. Fleming going to the bucket and will drive and get a foul on McPherson.
I think Kayvon Jackson was going for a slam. Jones came out of nowhere, affected him, and I think he almost missed the rim completely.
Shot of the line for Fleming is good. Fleming 16 on the evening.
Jones out, Daly out. Done a lot of damage here tonight for Archbishop Carroll.
Luckily, the rims and backboards are still okay here at Skyward Complex.
They have survived the evening. We're going to assume that we're not going to have any major throwdowns the rest of the way.
Shot by Fleming. Second shot, no good. 76-49, Archbishop Carroll.
By the way, anyone who was wondering, Derek Jones, real deal, folks.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
Not that we really had to clarify that, but he didn't even have a great night to score 23.
Yeah, and he was trying to go down the lane, took about four steps in doing it. And it's going to be a turnover. Steele High will have the basketball as the benches have cleared for both sides here. Elijah Barrett in the game for Steele High. Jeremy Flower is in there. Couple fresh faces in for Archbishop Carroll as well for the last 2 minutes and 30 seconds of the contest. Dequan Fleming, top of the key. He'll try a long two-point jumper. It is good.
They're going to continue trying to get him as many points as possible. He's 15 away right now from 1,000 with that bucket.
Leon put it on the far side for Archbishop Carroll. Comes out. That's Tony Thomas. Now Colin Daly. Over to Thomas. He'll drive in, and he will be fouled.
That'll be Benton picking up the personal.
It will send Tony Thomas to the line, a 6'6 junior for this Archbishop Carroll team.
Coming up in our post-game show, we ask you to stick around. I mean, believe me, if you've stuck around this long, there's really no reason to leave yet. On the post-game show, we'll have a full recap of all of the scores across the state of Pennsylvania in the state playoff round. We'll get a chance to also review this season for Steele High and just talk about what a great year it was with Coach Brickbinder back on the coaching bench.
Fleming will try another one. Just a long two-point shot, no good. Rebound bumped out and out. It's going to be off of Archbishop Carroll. Steele High will inbound with 1:52 left to play. And Sam Cassane will check in.
And a nice round of applause from the Roller faithful who are still here, recognizing the effort from Dequan Fleming tonight.
Little tries a deep three. That's no good. Rebound by Benton. Gets it out to Darre Flowers. Top of the key with a three. It is good.
And for Steele High, that is now the sixth three-point make of the game. The problem is they started off missing their first 10 shots from outside of the arc and got themselves behind, so the numbers won't look as bad as they actually were in the crucial portion of the game.
Thomas at the foul line, lost control of the dribble, finally able to run it down in the corner. Get it back out to Colin Daly. Now it is Zaheem Garrett. Garrett just holding it with 1:05 left to play, working off the screen, top of the key. It was over to Colin Daly. Slicing down a lane is Garrett, trying to go to the bucket. He'll get fouled. Under a minute left to play. Little is going to pick up the personal foul, his fourth. Their shot at the line is good by Zaheem Garrett. 79-54. Archbishop Carroll leads by 25. It's about what the lead's been since the end of the first quarter in this game. Second shot, also good for Garrett. 80-54. Rollers to the basketball, Little. Drives to the foul line, gets it poked away and stolen. And that means it's going to be a quick foul from Steele High as Little trying to get it back after he lost it. He is going to foul out.
And for Little, he's fouling out, and he will be the third roller to do so. You also have two other rollers who have four personal fouls in the game. They continue to rack up the different amounts of things.
And Archbishop Carroll will go on to play Newcastle. It'll be interesting to see where that site is. Archbishop Carroll in Radnor, which is right outside of Philadelphia.
I got Chambersburg on that one.
Maybe Chambersburg, maybe State College.
Well, that's going pretty north for that one.
I don't know.
I think they keep it further south.
Could be at East Pennsboro for all we know.
It could be just about anywhere.
82-54, both free throws are good at the other end for the Patriots. Now there's a pass stolen away. Going to the bucket is Garrett, and he will get it blocked. And somebody got a big scalp on Garrett.
Now the fans who are here are still trying to enjoy and get their money's worth because the game itself, unfortunately, did not give you the entertainment factor from the get-go. Steele High falling behind 27-5 early on. We've got an intentional foul called against Steel High, so it will be a couple of foul shots at the line. What this has allowed us to do is pretty much fill in everything from across the state, so we will have pretty much a full scoreboard update coming up in the postgame.
First shot good for Garrett. Second shot, no good. Archbishop Carroll inbound with 37 seconds left in the ballgame. Inbound pass goes to Lau. Let's bring it back to Ferrero, who just checked in. Three-point attempt from Daly, no good. Rebound Archbishop Carroll. Back to Lau. Let's try the shot. That's no good. Rebound again by Archbishop Carroll. Lau, top of the key to Garrett. Garrett out near center circle with 17 seconds left. Finally just dribbling with it. Now look to get around. Benton with the dribble. Now goes over to Daly. He'll just back it out. And it looks like Archbishop Carroll will just let the final seconds tick off the clock here at the Goggle Complex. And that will take us to the conclusion.
Just too much tonight. Just too much Archbishop Carroll. And they were as advertised coming in. The Rollers did not play their game, but this is a team that has to be considered maybe the favorite to be in the state championship game going through the western part of the bracket.
Our final score, Archbishop Carroll, 83, Steel High, 54. Stay tuned for the post-game show coming up after this. You're listening to Roller Basketball on WMSS.
Fortney Printing of Bressler is a Christian mom-and-pop printing shop serving Central PA for over 29 years. Fortney Printing is a commercial full-service printer specializing in full color with quick turnaround. Fred, Ken, and the folks at Fortney Printing can be reached at 939-6422. That's 939-6422. Fortney Printing congratulates today's teams on a great season.
Jim Siebert's Garage salutes the Steel High Rollers. Jim Siebert is an ASE certified master technician. At Jim Siebert's Garage, they do state inspections with emissions testing, oil changes, air conditioning, tune-ups, batteries, and tires. Jim Siebert's Garage also has small engine repair for your lawnmower, tractor, or snowblower. Siebert's is located just outside Steelton at 1649 South Cameron Street. It's Jim Siebert's Garage, open Monday through Friday. Their number is 234-1725.
Steelton Italian Club is a proud Steel High sponsor. The officers, trustees, and members of the Steelton Italian Club congratulate the Rollers on a great season. Established in 1926, the Steelton Italian Club is located at 325 River Alley in Steelton. Their phone number is 939-9123. Good luck, Rollers, from your friends at the Steelton Italian Club.
The 230 Cafe and High Spire congratulates Steel High and Middletown on a great season. The 230 Cafe is under the ownership of Shelby and Nate Wrights. Their menu features numerous items for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with daily homemade specials and desserts. The 230 Cafe is open weekdays from 6 a.m. until 7:30 p.m., Saturdays from 6 a.m. until 2 p.m., and Sundays from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Located at the corner of Ann and 2nd Streets in High Spire, their number is 939-9223. That's the 230 Cafe.
Don Fury Construction Incorporated is happy to bring you this playoff game. Don Fury Construction Incorporated can handle all of your building needs, whether it's a new home, addition, or remodeling. They even provide free estimates. Dan and Don Fury and their family congratulate the Rollers and Crusaders on a great season. That's Don Fury Construction Incorporated at 564-4393. PA 7571.
Pete's East End Pub on 2443 South Front Street in Steelton is a proud Steel High sponsor. Completely remodeled and under new management, Pete's East End Pub is family friendly with 16 TVs and a menu featuring favorites like burgers, bowlies, pizza, mussels and clams, fish and chips, and crab cakes. Their number is 982-6142. That's Pete's East End Pub on Front Street in Steelton. Pete's East End Pub congratulates the Rollers on a great season.
Welcome back to the postgame show to the Geico Complex, where the Steel High Rollers find their season over after an 83-54 loss at the hands of Archbishop Carroll. The Patriots out of District 12 which is the district that, quite honestly, has been dominating, especially AAA basketball, but a lot of the different basketball. And that was one of the things when District 12 entered the PIAA that a lot of people were fearing from the other districts in the state, which means this for roller fans. The prize no longer for a lot of these teams, even though they play for it and they attempt to get there, the prize no longer can really be the state title. You can think about it, you can dream about it, but the bottom line is the title that is of importance now for pretty much any district in AAA basketball has become the district title. And Steel High got that one. So the Rollers have that district title. They're 15th of the program's history. First one since 2005, and a team that I don't think a lot of people thought had that real chance to do so. So they get that championship, and they run into a buzzsaw, a team that essentially has, if you look out on the floor, minimum of three D1 recruits out there on the floor running against these Rollers. And a lot of size.
And one injured on the bench.
Yeah, and one injured on the bench. You're running into that sort of thing. And to say that the playing field is a bit skewed as far as you've got a public school in Steel High against a private Catholic school where if you take a look at the recruits, you got one from Episcopal Academy, you got one from State College, you got players coming in from overseas. We'll just say that the deck was stacked here today and the Rollers needed a perfect contest. They did not get that and end up losing at the hands of Archbishop Carroll by 29 in a game that, honestly, it wasn't that close.
No, it wasn't. And Archbishop Carroll, after one quarter, was 27-5. It was 9-0 to start this game. I think it was 17-1 at one point in the first quarter. The game just was not in question. And Steel High, we said it coming down here. They had to play a perfect game. And when Steel High could not hit any threes, and that's bread and butter of this team, they couldn't hit any threes. They could. They weren't going to keep up.
In the first three quarters of this
game,
they didn't hit any threes.
Right.
They weren't hitting from the outside. It just was not happening for them. I thought, really, this game was over within the first minute and a half because the Rollers came out. There was a possession for Archbishop Carroll. They go down. They get an offensive rebound. They score. Rollers get a shot blocked by Jerron Grayer, and then the next three times down the floor, turnover, 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 never even got the ball in the front court on two of the three possessions. And as a result, they fell behind early on in this game, 9-0, and the route was on. Let's take a look at the statistics in this one. Let you do them because I got all the scores. So
all right.
Let you do those.
Well, I get Steel High leading scorer tonight, running out of his career at Steel High, is Dequan Fleming. He had 18 points tonight. Ja'Kai Jenkins had 13. Kevon Jackson with 7. Malachi Young had 5, Ja'Kai Bowman with 4, Trevay Flowers with 3, Jerron Greer, Brandon Reporter each had 2. For the victorious Patriots of Archbishop Carroll, Derek Jones, as advertised, 23 points, including, about 4 or 5 dunks in this game. Ryan Daly, very good player, 19 points. Josh Sharkey, he's got 17 tonight. Dave Vietti had 14. It was Zaheem Garrett with 5, Tony Thomas with 2, and then Samir Taylor, Damone Jones, John Rigsby, and Jesse McPherson all had 1. Add them all up, and it is 83-54, Archbishop Carroll.
Step out for a quick break. When we come back, we'll run the scoreboard. The boys and girls scores in the state across the state of Pennsylvania in this round in the quarterfinals of state basketball. Back after this. This is Roller Basketball on WMSS.
MidPenn Bank wishes the Steel High Rollers good luck in the playoffs. MidPenn Bank invites you to feel the community bank difference. A part of Central Pennsylvania since 1868, MidPenn Bank continues to uphold its commitment of banking to our neighbors. We have a locally based team, provide personal service, and support our local communities. MidPenn Bank's Steelton branch is located at 51 South Front Street in Steelton. MidPenn Bank is also online at MidPennBank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
TJ's automatic car wash is scratchless because it's touchless. TJ's has 2 automatic car wash bays, and for you do-it-yourselfers, TJ's has 3 self-service bays with countdown timers. For professional car care products and cleaning advice, it's TJ's Car Wash, 510 North Progress Avenue, just south of Susquehanna Township High School. TJ's Car Wash is a proud supporter of Central Pennsylvania athletics and academics.
Jazzland, a friendly place to eat, unwind, meet your friends, kick back, have a good time, and they've got one heck of a jukebox. Jazzland has pork chops, collard greens, chicken wings, baked macaroni and cheese, potato salad, and sausage. Jazzland is open 7 days a week, 11 a.m. until closing. Located at 1922 Walnut Street, Harrisburg, their number is 255-9774. Jazzland, proud supporters of the Harrisburg Cougars and the Steel High Rollers.
Fortney Printing of Bressler is a Christian mom-and-pop printing shop serving Central PA for over 29 years. Fortney Printing is a commercial full-service printer specializing in full color with quick turnaround. Fred, Ken, and the folks at Fortney Printing can be reached at 939-6422. That's 939-6422. Fortney Printing congratulates today's teams on a great season.
Jim Siebert's Garage salutes the Steel High Rollers. Jim Siebert is an ASE certified master technician. At Jim Siebert's Garage, they do state inspections with emissions testing, oil changes, air conditioning, tune-ups, batteries, and tires. Jim Siebert's Garage also has small engine repair for your lawnmower, tractor, or snowblower. Siebert's is located just outside Steelton at 1649 South Cameron Street. It's Jim Siebert's Garage, open Monday through Friday. Their number is 234-1725.
Steelton Italian Club is a proud Steel High sponsor. The officers, trustees, and members of the Steelton Italian Club congratulate the Rollers on a great season. Established in 1926, the Steelton Italian Club is located at 325 River Alley in Steelton. Their phone number is 939-9123. Good luck, Rollers, from your friends at the Steelton Italian Club.
Welcome back to the Geico Complex. Brian Kaiser, Steve Leedy with you. Sarah Starlet for our studio producer tonight. Steel High takes one on the chin tonight by a final score of 83-54 in the hands of Archbishop Carroll. Let's look at the scoreboard on the boys' side in the state playoffs. Triple-A boys will start at the top of the bracket where the District 12 champion Newman Gretti easy time tonight with Manheim Central. 72-44 the final over the District 3-4 seed. They will next play Bishop McDevitt. The Crusaders a 73-52 trouncing of District 11 runner-up Allentown Central Catholic. Another District 12 team victorious tonight, that's Imhotep Charter. They knocked out the District 2 champion Scranton Prep 77-54. They will be the next opponent for Susquehanna Township, who in the early game here at the Geigel knocked off undefeated previously Pottsville by a final score of 44-37. Our game means that Archbishop Carroll, the third seed out of District 12, will next play against Newcastle, the District 7 fourth seed, knocked out the District 7 champion Indiana tonight, 50-43. Not a good day for teams in the Whipfield Championship game as Beaver Falls in overtime falls to Mars, the planet. A victory, the 5 seed out of the Whipfield in AAA, 69-66 in overtime. They'll next play Cathedral Prep, the District 10 champion. They beat Ambridge in a scrap field and a very testy affair, 53-59. We move to single-A boys. Congratulations, Millersburg. The District 3, well, we don't want to call them the champions because they didn't technically win the championship, but now as the District 3 number one seed, they have really taken hold of that role. An overtime win tonight over the District 1 champions, Delaware County Christian, 67-64. They will next play against Math, Civics, and Science, the District 12 second seed. An easy win tonight, 65-41, over Meadowbrook Christian out of District 4. The District 4 champion is St. John Newman. They eliminated the second seed out of District 3, 68-59. Their next opponent will be the team that many consider to be the favorite in single-A boys. What district? District 12, Constitution, an 86-43 double-up of Shanksville, Stony Creek. On the western side of the bracket, Manesson, the District 7 champion, will next play Kennedy Catholic, the District 10 champion. They had wins respectively over Portage, 69-49 from Manesson, and over Cameron County, 53-29 by Kennedy Catholic. Farrell, the District 10 Second seed was a 79-43 winner over Elk County Catholic. And the upset of the night, single-A boys, by Vincentian Academy. They are very highly regarded. But Clarion Limestone out of District 9, the District 9 champion, a 97-90 win over Vincentian. So they will next get Farrell in the next round. We're going to step out for one final break. When we come back, we will give you the entire girls' scoreboard as well as a final wrap from here. Steel High loses tonight 83-54 to Archbishop Carroll. Back one more time after this. This is Roller Basketball on WMSS.
The 230 Cafe and High Spire congratulates Steel High and Middletown on a great season. The 230 Cafe is under the ownership of Shelby and Nate Wrights. Their menu features numerous items for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with daily homemade specials and desserts. The 230 Cafe is open weekdays from 6 a.m. until 7:30 p.m., Saturdays from 6 a.m. until 2 p.m., and Sundays from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Located at the corner of Ann and 2nd Streets in High Spire, their number is 939-9223. That's the 230 Cafe.
Don Fury Construction Incorporated is happy to bring you this playoff game. Don Fury Construction Incorporated can handle all of your building needs, whether it's a new home, addition, or remodeling. They even provide free estimates. Dan and Don Fury and their family congratulate the Rollers and Crusaders on a great season. That's Don Fury Construction Incorporated at 564-4393. PA 7571.
Pete's East End Pub on 2443 South Front Street in Steelton is a proud Steel High sponsor. Completely remodeled and under new management, Pete's East End Pub is family friendly with 16 TVs and a menu featuring favorites like burgers, bowlies, pizza, mussels and clams, fish and chips, and crab cakes. Their number is 982-6142. That's Pete's East End Pub on Front Street in Steelton. Pete's East End Pub congratulates the Rollers on a great season.
MidPen Bank wishes the Steel High Rollers good luck in the playoffs. MidPen Bank invites you to feel the community bank difference. A part of Central Pennsylvania since 1868, MidPen Bank continues to uphold its commitment of banking to our neighbors. We have a locally based team, provide personal service, and support our local communities. MidPen Bank's Steelton branch is located at 51 South Front Street in Steelton. MidPen Bank is also online at midpenbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
TJ's automatic car wash is scratchless because it's touchless. TJ's has two automatic car wash bays, and for you do-it-yourselfers, TJ's has three self-service bays with countdown timers. For professional car care products and cleaning advice, it's TJ's Car Wash, 510 North Progress Avenue, just south of Susquehanna Township High School. TJ's Car Wash is a proud supporter of Central Pennsylvania athletics and academics.
Jazzland, a friendly place to eat, unwind, meet your friends, kick back, have a good time, and they've got one heck of a jukebox. Jazzland has pork chops, collard greens, chicken wings, baked macaroni and cheese, potato salad, and sausage. Jazzland is open 7 days a week, 11 a.m. until closing. Located at 1922 Walnut Street, Harrisburg, their number is 255-9774. Jazzland, proud supporters of the Harrisburg Cougars and the Steel High Rollers.
Welcome back one more time to the Geico Complex. Brian Kaiser with Steve Leedy. Steel High losing tonight to Archbishop Carroll, 83-54. One more time to take a look at the girls' side of the state with the state playoffs. It's Central Bucks West beating Upper Dublin 57-28. They will next play Archbishop Carroll, whose girls' team knocked off North Penn 39-31. On the other part of the eastern side, it will be Palmyra, second seed out of District 3, with a 57-38 win over Mount St. Joseph's. They will next play Cardinal O'Hara, the District 12 champion, who eliminated Central Dauphin East tonight in a back-and-forth affair, 53-48. On the western side, Cumberland Valley, a big-time win tonight for the District 3 champion over the District 3 fourth seed, Cedar Crest. 55-28 was the final in that one. They'll next play Abington. They were the District 1 second seed, and they eliminated Mechanicsburg tonight, 35-31. So the District 3 5 seed is out in a close one. All Whipple fare out west. Norwin, the District 7 champ, and North Allegheny, the District 7 third seed, winners. Norwin, a 54-46 win over Bethel Park. North Allegheny, 65-48 over Penn Hills. And now to double-A basketball on the girls' side of things, where District 3 is done with the results from today. Dunmore beat Camp Hill, the District 2 champion, knocking off the second seed out of District 3 by a 70-45 result. They'll next play undefeated Newman Goretti, 56-21, easy time for the District 11 champ Minersville. St. Basil's eliminates York Catholic, the District 1 champion, a 46-42 victory. They'll next play Holy Redeemer, the second seed out of District 2, who beat North Schuylkill 61-48. On the western side, close one for Seton LaSalle, but the Whipple champion moves on with a 54-52 winner over the sixth seed out of the Whipple, Greensburg Central Catholic. There, next up for them is Bellwood Annis, the second seed out of District 6, who beat Burl tonight 59-53. Bishop Canavan beat Our Lady's Sacred Heart 46-40. They're the second seed out of the Whipple. They'll next play the seventh seed out of the Whipple, Chartiers Houston, a 57-49 winner over the third seed out of the Whipple, Carlinton. So that's all the scores. And unfortunately, the score we have here is not the one that Roller fans were hoping for, but what a tremendous season for this team. Hats off to Coach Binder, the assistant coaches, for getting this team to believe and to play with the really the fire that they had this season. And congratulations to the young men who are out there on the floor and working in practice as hard as they did. They have so much to be proud of this season. And you know, the season ends here, but they'll always have the memories of the run through the districts. And it just tonight, the task was too tough. David bet Goliath, and Goliath this time stepped on David.
Yeah, and just a tough draw for this Roller team tonight. And you said it. Really, this team this year is going to be about the memories. When you walk past that trophy case at Steelton High Spire High School and you see that 2015 District 3 championship, you know, you remember the performance that this team had against Susquehanna Township at Bishop McDevitt and how Jenkins and Jackson just lit it up against Township, and then the game that Jerron Greer had against Bishop McDevitt in the district final. You know, all those things are going to be attached to that trophy, and the good thing for this team is they have that trophy. You have the hardware, and they were not expected to win District 3. They were underdogs twice in the semifinals and final for sure, but West Union maybe.
Three times if you ask Coach Binder.
Yeah. So just hats off to the Rollers and this group of, really, it was six guys, and it's really tough to make a playoff run with only that many, you know, guys that you play out there on the floor most of the time, and they were able to find a way and get a district championship out of it. But they just, as you say, ran into the Lions here tonight.
This undersized, scrappy, hardworking group of Steel High Rollers ends their season tonight, but what a great job by them this season, and we look forward to the future with some of those guys coming back. We'd also like to thank our sponsors. Very big thank you to them. You'll hear them in our closing billboard, and we'd like to thank you for joining us for our coverage of Roller Basketball. For my colleague Steve Lydian, for our studio producer Sarah Starlipper, this is Brian Kaiser saying good evening from the Geigel Complex in Reading, where the Steel High Rollers fall at the hands of Archbishop Carroll by a final score of 83-54. This has been Roller Basketball here on WMSS.
You've been listening to high school playoff basketball on WMSS. Tonight's game was brought to you in part by TJ's Car Wash, Courtney Printing, Seabird's Garage, Pete's East End Pub, Steelton Italian Club, 230 Cafe, Mid-Penn Bank, Linda Grady Remax Realtor, Don Fury Construction, and by Jazzland. Your home for the best in high school sports is WMSS.